Gentlemen, the next item on our agenda is our annual reorganization, and at this time, I will entertain a motion to make appoint Mr. Lank the temporary chairman, so that we may do that.
So moved.
Chair.
I don't need a gavel.
Probably wish we'd done that hours ago.
Moved in second, my second. All those in favor of appointing Mr. Lank to be our temporary chairman for the purposes of reorganizations?
A use appointment.
Oh, I can just appoint you? Oh, I'm sorry, we don't need a motion? You're duly appointed, Mr. Lank, do your thing.
Well, thank you very much. Open nominations for chairman.
Mr. Lank, I'd like to nominate Mr. Bob Wheatley for chairman, Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Do we have a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Johnson, to nominate Mr. Wheatley as chairman? Is there any further nominations?
Move that the nominations be closed.
Okay, Mr. Johnson already beat me to it. Johnson, motion to close.
Second, that motion by Mr. Johnson.
We have a motion and a second for the nomination to be closed for chairman. I'm trying to read this thing from the way we do it every time.
We vote.
So, yes, for a vote.
All those in favor?
All those in favor of Mr. Wheatley being chairman?
Aye.
Sound like five yeas to me, and vote by roll call, if I may, Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley?
I guess.
You already got it 4-1.
Tough luck.
I was gonna say, I don't think you really needed that last one.
Tough luck.
Open nomination for vice chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend Rodney Smith as our vice chairman.
Second.
Let me do a second.
Who's second?
Bob. Well, Bob, that's right, I'm sorry.
I think I'm allowed to.
You're just an underling like the rest of us.
Voice in the crowd.
But you're the chairman, Mr. Lank.
Is there any further nominations for vice chairman?
I move that the nominations be closed for vice chairman.
Second.
Now, we have a motion and a second for nomination to be closed for vice chairman. And may I have a vote by voice?
Aye.
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 Vote for Mr. Smith to be vice chairman. By roll call, Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley?
Yes.
I now have the pleasure of turning this meeting back over to Mr. Wheatley, the re-elected chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
All right, you want to take a recess?
No, I don't think so.
Until the 17th.
Now, Mr. Lank, do we have a little more housekeeping to do?
Yes, sir. It's typically been that the chairman appoint Shane Abbott as secretary of the commission and authorize Mr. Abbott and Mr. Lank to sign record plots.
So
moved. Secretary.
Second and so authorized.
I'm not secretary yet.
Yeah. So moved and so authorized.
That Mr. Abbott be secretary and then I'd be his assistant. I couldn't resist. I'm getting more punchy.
I think we're going to appoint you, Mr. Lank, as the secretary.
Okay, thank you very much.
But we will authorize you and Mr. Abbott to sign record plans.
Yeah.
And I do note, I had a note here, Mr. Wheatley, that you have been, I can't find my note, been chairman now since what year? 05 or 06?
05, I think.
05, yeah.
2005, yeah. December of 05, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
There's one additional business, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Robertson has provided me with copies of the annual comprehensive land use report that we prepare for the council and the commission, and I passed down copies of that report.
We have to submit that to the state.
Okay. The council's going to give it consideration
Tuesday.
And then we will forward it to the Austin State Planning Coordination for consideration on our annual update on land use plan.
In the same format as prior years, with input from all the county departments that sort of have a role under the comp plan, just updating and including Lawrence and Shane on a lot of information, some statistics about the number of applications, things approved. There's information about wastewater, economic development, housing, that type of thing. So it'll go to County Council on Tuesday and be sent to the state hopefully soon thereafter.
Okay, then.
One last thing, too.
Yes, sir.
I will be out of town on the 24th.
Really?
Or whatever date that is for the next regular July meeting, so we'll have coverage. I think Jamie Sharp from Warren Butt's going to do it. Just
okay. And that is for the Schofield, right?
Schofield, yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if they're going to give us exhibit booklet.
There's a packet of information for next Thursday's meeting for each of you.
I think we, yeah, this is our packet for next time.
Next Thursday,
next
we start at
3:00.
3:00. Hey, well, that scares me to death every time we do that.
Okay, packet for all the other site plan and all business. So that's at 3:00.
This is for the Thursday one?
17th.
Yeah, okay.
17th, 3:00.
All right, I got it in there.
I just hadn't thought about it for a while, I guess.
Okay. Everybody going to be here on 17?
Yes, sir.
I will likely be absent.
Yeah, that's right.
Likely be absent.
Probably wouldn't make it, but just in case.
I'll be in Virginia Beach.
Oh, that's a shame.
I might even be with Shane.
I was going to say, now we get it.
Well, I like to go where Shane's going. I don't know if I like to be with him.
Be with Shane. Good point. Yeah, good point.
Anything else for the good of the order this evening, gentlemen?